Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. Jesus is the glorious light of the world that illuminates all darkness. Let's allow His light in us to bring hope, love, and peace to our homes, families, churches, and a lost dark world. As we make our Redeemer and King the focal point of our Christian walk, we become and build lighthouses that lead others from darkness into freedom, from despair into hope, and from burned out ruins into everlasting life. Our scripture for today is from John 12, verse 46. Here is Jackie.
I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should remain in darkness.
So let us be determined this week to remain in right standing with God. It's through accepting His Son Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that our hearts are filled with His life-giving light. Light allows us to see the dark and devastated areas in our lives. Light illuminates the darkness of despair, the imprisonment of sin, and the ruins in our lives. We are set free to live in the soft light that frees us from addictions, strongholds, and heavy burdens. The one who set us free from darkness is right beside us, and we get to carry a light and easy yoke for His glory. And let us surrender ourselves completely to be light bearers for the kingdom of God. This entails putting God first in our lives and obediently follow Him. It means seeking His kingdom first here on earth in real time, in our finances, relationships, fellowship with others, believers, and in how we use our time. When God is first, our lights shine brighter and we find rest and refuge when we proclaim, "Not my will, but yours be done." And let us walk in faith from this place of rest and surrender. Let's refuse to allow our circumstances to entangle us in darkness. Instead, let us build and become a lighthouse that will point others out of darkness and into the light. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Heavenly Father, thank you for sending us the precious gift of Jesus to come and light up the world. Thank you, Jesus, for lighting up our lives. And thank you in turn that you equip us to be light for the world. May we honor you as you are worthy to be honored. And will you use us as beacons of hope in this time?
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray our eyes will be focused on Him and Him alone, that we will not be distracted by other things, but that we keep our focus on Him, because from Him is where our help will come, where our salvation will come from. Be with us today, Lord, and be glorified in our lives.
Oh, Lord Jesus, may we remember the moment of our salvation, the moment we accepted the humble sacrifice of Jesus as the one who paid for our sins on the cross. As believers, we celebrate the birth of Jesus every day, not just one day a year. If there is anyone listening to this message who has never asked the Lord Jesus to personally forgive their sins and become their Savior, may this be the moment for them. May they experience life with new meaning and purpose. They are forgiven. Thank you for sending Jesus as a baby in a manger to live and to die on our behalf so that we might have life eternal. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.